capitalism and corruption go hand in hand. Dave Kerr, East London Socialist Party. Can a leopard change its spots? Can a Tory MP stop taking cash for favours? Not if allegations against Government Housing Secretary Robert Jenrick prove correct. Jenrick approved the planning decision in January, overruling inspectors, to allow former Daily Express magnate Richard Desmond to build 1,500 luxury homes on an old print works site in East London. The timing of the decision avoided a surcharge, community infrastructure levy, being imposed by Tower Hamlets Council 12 days later. Desmond bunged the Tory party £12,000, a paltry sum from a billionaire, who had just dodged paying £40 million. Thank you. In an apparent thank you email, Desmond told Jenrick, "We appreciate the speed as we don't want to give Marxists a load of dough, sick, for nothing." A bizarre description of cuts making Tower Hamlets Labour Council. In a later twist to the story, Desmond claimed that Labour's London Mayor Sadiq Khan had earlier promised to fast-track the development, if Desmond agreed to 35% affordable housing. And it has been reported that back in 2010, Boris Johnson, when London Mayor, was initially approached by Desmond about obtaining planning permission, without spending loads of money, at the East London site. Apparently, Johnson obliged. Jenrick, of course, has denied impropriety, and has refused to resign. The Cabinet Secretary Mark Sedwill, who in a behind-the-scenes run-in with Boris Johnson's eminence grise, Dominic Cummings, has now stood down, dismissed Labour's call for an inquiry, and Boris Johnson considers the matter closed. But instead of campaigning for Jenrick's removal, Labour leader Keir Starmer's Actors Shadow Education Speaker Spison Rebecca Long Bailey, and agreed to Johnson's call to support the premature opening of schools. Meanwhile, it's also been revealed that Jenrick, when Exchequer Secretary, had met with family friend Israeli billionaire Aydin Ofer, who was lobbying for government support for his ailing mining company. Ofer later donated £10,000 to the Tory party. But Jenrick's reportedly dodgy dealings are not unique. Health Secretary Matt Hancock too has questions to answer after intervening on behalf of Tory party donors to block a housing development near Newmarket Racer Course in his constituency. Scandal after scandal, none of this comes as a surprise. Readers may remember the Cash for Questions political scandal of the 1990s involving Tory MPs, and the Cash for Influence scandals involving Labour peers and Labour MPs in 2009 and 2010, as well as the 2007 Cash for Honours scandal involving Tony Blair. And not forgetting, of course, the cross-party MPs expenses scandal in 2009. Capitalism and corruption goes hand in hand. That's why the workers' movement needs working class representatives, subject to recall, and paid a worker's wage, with all necessary expenses open to scrutiny. Socialist Party member and former militant supporting Labour MP Dave Nellist used to regularly circulate to trade unions and labour movement bodies his full parliamentary expenses record to ensure political accountability. See Ending MPs Expenses Scandal Requires Socialist Change, and for Workers MPs on a Workers' Wage on socialistparty.org.uk.